Hello and welcome to the latest health news that you will not see on the mainstream media, and that's what I'm here to do here today. And as you see, more people prefer a healthy lifestyle over drugs, about 81% according to a latest study. And you know, I didn't post on New Year's. Why? Because you should be spending time with your family. And to me, that is part of a healthy lifestyle. So what does it say? It says, in a Liva healthcare poll of people with type 2 diabetes, 81% of respondents said they would rather improve their diet and exercise before turning to prescription medications. It says doctors agree, although not to the quite same extent. 54% said they'd rather treat the condition with lifestyle changes like regular exercise and weight loss. Of course, there's a financial incentive for prescribing drugs that may explain the similar margin, but the preference toward natural still exists. So there is an interest, there's a question in the current narrative that says, hey, well, there's a drug to treat this and there's a drug to treat that, and we're just treating the symptoms, but we're not finding the root cause. So what is the root cause? Is it a change in lifestyle? And that's what people are finding out for themselves. So it says, the good news is that with my patients, this is somebody who does natural treatments, says with their patients, they have found that the condition is reversible in up to 60% of patients. This is type 2 diabetes. And it says the best results come within a year of pure dietary changes that specifically cut out added sugar and processed carbohydrate foods. And as I cover in the the Food World Order, a previous video I did, that seems to be most prevalent in American society, and that was in the food pyramid. The USDA food pyramid told you, eat more breads, eat more sugars, and that was the great deception that led us to where we are now, which with so much obesity, with so much diabetes, that we want to try to prevent, not just treat. And how are we going to do it? We're going to do that through a healthy lifestyle. So it says, it isn't surprising that diet and exercise can be so effective in fighting diabetes when you consider the fact that poor diet and low activity are often factors in people developing the disease in the first place. The third National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey carried out by the U.S. government found that among those with type 2 diabetes, 69% did not exercise regularly or at all, 62% consumed 5 servings of vegetables and fruits per day or less, and 82% were obese or overweight. Then pre-diabetics who engaged in 150 minutes per week or more of a physical activity with the intensity of brisk walking noted a 58% lower risk of going on to develop diabetes, which is more than twice the 31% risk reduction noted by those taking metformin. So that means that healthy lifestyle can actually be more beneficial than some of the drug treatments that we're doing. And that is simply through changing lifestyle. You know, if you're considering that a natural treatment, I don't know. To me, that's just saying a better life, a life that fulfills you, a life that you're listening to your body and you're saying, well, this is what I need, right? So we have here a study published in Diabetes Care found that taking 1,500 milligrams of curcumin, which comes from turmeric, daily over 9 months was 100% effective in preventing pre-diabetics from later developing full-blown type 2 diabetes, while 16.4% of those in a placebo group developed it. So that is turmeric, a super herb, a super food, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a highly anti-inflammatory food, which means it's going to boost your immune system's ability to defeat things like cancer, free radicals is what that is, and destroy all these coming illnesses that may make you prone to illness, right? So turmeric is a key aspect that you'll see in like Indian cuisine, for example. They have it in all these curries. Why is it that they're a healthier population of the world? But just take a look at what they're consuming. Turmeric's at every single meal. And then if you combine that with black pepper, it becomes even more effective. So it says, there's also the fact that healthy lifestyle choices can help people with diabetes live longer. Adults with diabetes are 4 times more likely to die of heart disease than non-diabetics, but a study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology found that exercising regularly, reducing alcohol consumption, avoiding smoking, and eating a high-quality diet were associated with a 50% reduction in the risk of cardiovascular and coronary heart disease and a 66% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease or stroke among diabetics. And again, what I listed at the very bottom of the food world order, the pyramid structure that I created within that video, which is what most of American society is under. They're in this bricked closed system of must eat this, must eat that, you know, my body's telling me eat more sugar, eat more this, and you're addicted to it, you don't know how to get away from it, you don't know the other foods, you don't have enough guidance, right? Looking at this and saying, okay, well, why is it we have so much cardiovascular disease? That is the key thing that people are getting from consuming carbohydrates, mass carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, wrong form carbohydrates that are causing their insulin to spike, that are causing their glucose to produce too much, and then it causes insulin resistance and sensitivities and all sorts of other problems of inflammation that stem from insulin. And then you can't sleep, and then you have all these other issues because of that, right? So getting down to the root cause, is it the insulin? And that is often the case. Is it the food you're consuming? Yes, that's what's causing the insulin to rise up in the first place. Is it the food, it isn't natural in its very form? Then you're getting down even deeper to the roots. Is the food from nature, right? So even if you're taking a medication, the life-extending benefits are simply too good to pass up. Exactly. Why not take a look at what you are doing within your daily life? Why not? So people are preferring it, and, well, with great reason. I don't blame them.